Top companies developing cell therapy treatments for diabetes in 2026. Below is a list of the top companies exploring cell therapy treatments for diabetes. In this article, companies exploring stem cell treatment for diabetes. Saraxis, cell replacement therapy for type 1 diabetes. Solagen, diabetic ulcers and chronic wounds. Unicyte AG, diabetes cell therapy. ViaCyte, insulin for diabetes. Sernova, stem cell for diabetes treatment. Betalin Therapeutics, insulin production. AltaCell, stem cell therapy for diabetes type 2. NextCell PharmaAb, stem cell therapy for diabetes type 1. Osiris Therapeutics, type 1 diabetes control. Mesoblast, type 2 diabetes treatment. Evotec and Sanofi, stem cell for diabetes. Orgenesis, insulin producing cells. Sema Therapeutics, type 1 diabetes therapy. Novo Nordisk, treatment of type 1 diabetes. Beta-O2, artificial pancreas for diabetes. Eli Lilly and Sigilon, stem cell for diabetes. PharmaCyte Biotech, encapsulated human cells. Vertex Pharmaceuticals, stem cell-derived insulin-producing cell therapy. mRNA Therapeutics, investigational gene therapy. Aspect Biosystems and Novo Nordisk Vertical Bar Implantable Bioprinted Tissues. Adocia, Duchelle Islets for type 1 diabetes. Nukelx Limited, stem cell-derived islet replacement for type 1 diabetes. Stem cells for diabetes treatment. With an aging population, surging rates of obesity, and the incidence of diabetes on the rise, these companies are exploring the use of stem cells and cell therapies for diabetes treatment. According to the Center for Disease Control, CDC, 29.1 million people or 9.3% of the U.S. population has diabetes, including an estimated 8.1 million who are undiagnosed. According to the American Diabetes Association, the annual cost of this disease in the U.S. is $245 billion per annum or approximately $500,000 every minute. Fortunately, companies and institutions worldwide are making progress with stem cell for diabetes treatment. In a historic achievement, the Diabetes Research Institute, a center of excellence at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine, announced the first diabetic patient in its clinical trial had stopped insulin therapy after the implantation of islet cells within a biological scaffold. Other innovative approaches to the treatment of diabetes are explored below. Given the growing promise of regenerative medicine, the following companies are exploring the use of stem cells for diabetes. 1. Saraxis, cell replacement therapy for type 1 diabetes. Saraxis Incorporated is a privately owned biotechnology company with GMP labs located in Germantown, Maryland. Saraxis is developing a cell replacement therapy for insulin-dependent diabetes, called SR01. Saraxis developed a proprietary induced pluripotent stem cells, IPSC, line that is specifically tailored to produce pure, fully mature lab-grown islets that respond to glucose and secrete insulin like a native islet. In addition, Saraxis has developed Saragraft, a device for the encapsulation of the cells in their implant. The biocompatible retrievable macro device has been shown to be safe and to prevent the destruction of the insulin-producing cells by the host immune system. 2. Solagen, diabetic ulcers and chronic wounds. Solagen has established itself as a market leader in addressing the complications associated with diabetes, particularly diabetic foot ulcers, DFU, and other chronic wounds. Its main active ingredient, PTT6, is a proprietary blend of over 3,000 proteins, growth factors, and cytokines that enhance cellular repair and regeneration. PTT6 is derived from the umbilical cord lining membrane, which was discovered to be a rich source of epithelial and MSCs. Researchers at Cell Research Corporation isolated these stem cells in 2004, leading to the development of PTT6. PTT6 helps stimulate the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid, which are essential for skin regeneration and wound healing. By accelerating cell turnover and reducing inflammation, Solagen supports wound healing in diabetic patients, preventing further complications and improving skin health. The efficacy of Sollagen has been demonstrated in various clinical trials, where it showed significant results in reducing wound size and promoting full closure in hard-to-heal diabetic wounds. In clinical studies, over 70% of patients experienced a 75% reduction in wound size within 6 weeks, with some achieving complete wound closure within 8 to 16 weeks. Beyond diabetic foot ulcers, Sollagen has also been proven effective in treating venous and arterial leg ulcers, pressure injuries, and even eczema, making it a versatile solution for a range of skin conditions related to diabetes. The Sollagen products are available here. 3. Unicyte AG, Diabetes Cell Therapy. Unicyte has established a collaboration with Professor Giovanni Camossi from Molecular Biotechnology Center, MBC, at the University of Turin. Through this alliance, Unicyte has developed 3 proprietary technology platforms. Human liver stem cells, HLSCs. HLSC-derived functional pancreatic islets. Nano-extracellular vesicles. As stated by Unicyte, Professor Giovanni Camossi recently discovered that human liver stem cells, HLSCs, are able to undergo differentiation into insulin-secreting cells. Moreover, HLSCs have been shown to aggregate and form 3-dimensional spherical structures resembling natural islets. HLSC islets secrete insulin and are positive for various hormones including glucagon, ghrelin, and somatostatin. When injected into animal models of type 1 diabetes, these islet-like structures are fully functional and restore glycemic control. 4. Viacyte, Insulin for Diabetes. In February 2016, San Diego-based Viacyte acquired an exclusive license to Betalogics' intellectual property in the field of metabolic disease, including diabetes, and the transfer of related assets to Viacyte. The news positioned Viacyte as a leader in stem cell therapeutics for the treatment of types 1 and 2 diabetes. According to Dr. Paul Lakand, Viacyte's president and CEO, for more than a decade, Betalogics and Viacyte have been independently working toward a stem cell-derived therapy for diabetes. By combining the intellectual property and other assets of Betalogics with Viacyte, we will further strengthen our advanced program focused on insulin-dependent diabetes and solidify our leadership in the field. According to Viacyte, it differentiates stem cells into pancreatic beta cell precursors, PEC-01, and subcutaneously implants them into patients using a retrievable medical device, an Incaptra cell delivery system, allowing the implanted precursor cells to mature into endocrine cells that can secrete insulin and other hormones in a controlled manner to support healthy blood glucose levels. 5. Sernova, Stem Cell for Diabetes Treatment. In September 2015, Sernova Corporation secured exclusive worldwide rights to patent-pending technologies developed by researchers at the University Health Network, UHN, in Canada, with a license giving them the capacity to turn stem cells into glucose-responsive therapeutic cells for use in the treatment of insulin-dependent diabetes. According to Sernova's CEO, this agreement provides us with a proprietary source of stem cell-derived glucose-responsive therapeutic cells. When placed within Sernova's pre-vascularized cell pouch DM, and protected locally from immune system attack, we believe that Sernova has the potential to provide a significant breakthrough in the quality of treatment for the millions of people suffering from insulin-dependent diabetes. In January 2016, Sernova then announced a service agreement with the Center for Commercialization of Regenerative Medicine, CCRM, to establish, optimize and validate Sernova's licensed technology for creating stem cell-derived therapeutic cells that produce insulin and are glucose-responsive. 6. Betalin Therapeutics, Insulin Production. Betalin Therapeutics, Limited, based in Ramat Gan, Israel, is led by Mr. Jacob Ben-Ari, CEO. The company is developing the engineered micropancreas, EMP, a breakthrough technology that will enable it to implant pancreatic stem cells, which include insulin-producing cells, to restore the body's intrinsic insulin generation capabilities. This miniature pancreas is implanted in the patient's body under the skin using a local anesthesia with a minimal risk to the patient and costs of the procedure. Betalin has acquired technology that is based on the premise that, in order for beta cells to function properly, it is necessary to provide an appropriate stromal, connective tissue, microenvironment. In its first phase, Betalin will use the platform technology to create engineered micropancreata, EMPs, composed of naked islets, IO, and microscaffolds. Instead of using naked islets, EMPs will be used in islet transplantation therapy to provide significant levels of glucose-regulated insulin secretion over extended periods of time. 7. AltaCell, stem cell therapy for diabetes type 2. A small but powerful company working in this area is AltaCell, a company whose mission is to find a cure for insulin-dependent diabetes. Led by CEO Gary Harlem, AltaCell is a private pharmaceutical company with a world-renowned medical team spread across the US and Europe. In a recent peer-review article published in the journal Xeno Transplantation on September 27, 2016, AltaCell's medical lead, Dr. Giovanni Luca, announced. In this study, the Calafiori group has transplanted microencapsulated porcine Sertoli cells into the subcutaneous fat of 30 type 2 diabetic prone obese mice, DB/DB, after they had become frankly diabetic. Remarkably, 60% of the treated mice, 18 out of the 30, had their glucose control restored and demonstrated normal glucose tolerance tests. The remaining 40% failures all showed improvements as assessed by reduced A1C levels. Control mice remained diabetic. AltaCell's preclinical breakthrough utilizing microencapsulated Sertoli cells to establish reversal of diabetes in a murine mouse mode is further highlighted in the article AltaCell releases evidence in support of microencapsulated Sertoli cells for reversal of diabetes. 8. NextCell Pharma AB, stem cell therapy for diabetes type 1. In July 2017, Stockholm-based NextCell Pharma submitted an application to the Medical Products Agency for a clinical trial in autoimmune diabetes with its stem cell product ProTrans. ProTrans is composed of stem cells derived from the umbilical cord tissue and intended for use in the treatment of inflammatory and autoimmune diseases. More recently, NextCell Pharma AB announced on September 5, 2017, that its clinical trial application for ProTrans had been granted by the Ethics Committee. The clinical trial is designed to evaluate the safety of ProTrans, as well as its ability to positively affect endogenous insulin production in adult type 1 diabetes patients. 9. Osiris Therapeutics, type 1 diabetes control. Osiris Therapeutics is exploring the use of its proximal cell therapy for multiple indications, including the treatment of diabetes. In 2014, Osiris completed a Phase 2 type 1 diabetes clinical trial that evaluated the efficacy and safety of Proximal, titled Proximal, Human Adult Stem Cells, for the treatment of recently diagnosed type 1 diabetes mellitus, D1DM. The clinical trial was completed in December 2014. Proximal is an adult human mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, product that may delay the progression of type 1 diabetes by preserving beta cell function, and therefore, insulin production. 10. Mesoblast, type 2 diabetes treatment. Mesoblast Limited is exploring the use of its human mesenchymal progenitor cells, MPC, product for the treatment of type 2 diabetes. It first demonstrated the efficacy of its product in preclinical trials when an injection of MPCs into diabetic mice produced an increase in blood insulin levels and a reduction in blood glucose levels. Mesoblast then moved into clinical trials, publishing the results of its Phase 2 trial of its intravenously 4 administered MPCs for the treatment of type 2 diabetes in diabetes care, a journal of the American Diabetes Association, ADA, titled Allogeneic Mesenchymal Precursor Cells in Type 2 Diabetes, a randomized, placebo-controlled, dose escalation safety and tolerability pilot study. It was the first controlled trial to investigate cell therapy using adult allogeneic mesenchymal lineage cells in subjects with type 2 diabetes. Furthermore, it demonstrated the safety and feasibility of leveraging MPCs in subjects with type 2 diabetes. 11. Evotec and Sanofi, stem cell for diabetes. In August 2015, Evotec and Sanofi entered into a strategic alliance to develop a beta cell replacement therapy for diabetes. The partnership is focused on using human-induced pluripotent stem cells, HIP cells, to create functional human beta cells. According to the companies, the agreement between Evotec and Sanofi triggers an upfront payment of €3 million, potential preclinical, clinical, regulatory and commercial milestones which could total over €300 million, as well as significant royalties and research payments. 12. Orgenesis, insulin-producing cells. Orgenesis Limited is developing a proprietary and patented platform technology called transdifferentiation, in which an adult cell is converted into another type of cell. Using this technology, the company is producing autologous insulin-producing ape cells that may have the capacity to turn the liver cells of diabetic patients into fully functional and physiologically glucose-responsive insulin-producing cell, designed to provide long-term insulin independence. 13. Sema Therapeutics, Type 1 Diabetes Therapy. Sema Therapeutics is commercializing technology from the laboratory of Professor Douglas Melton, who discovered a method to produce billions of functional, insulin-producing beta cells within a laboratory context. According to Sema, initial preclinical work in animal models of diabetes has shown that stem cell transplantation can support healthy blood glucose levels. In December 2017, Sema Therapeutics announced it had raised $114 million in a Series B financing. The company will use the funds to pursue proof-of-concept studies for its stem cell-derived beta cells, a potential therapy for people living with type 1 diabetes. Sema is also preparing to file an investigational new drug IND application for its beta cell program, as well as exploring other applications for its technologies. 14. Novo Nordisk, Treatment of Type 1 Diabetes. In May 2018, Novo Nordisk announced an increased focus on stem cell-based therapies and expansion of its focus on type 1 diabetes. The company has an exclusive collaboration with the University of California, San Francisco, and has reached the first milestone in the development of its human embryonic stem cell (HESC) lines. Additionally, Novo is collaborating with Cornell University to address impediments to the use of stem cells in the treatment of type 1 diabetes by creating an encapsulation device to prevent the recognition of beta cells by the host's immune system. 15. Beta-O2, Artificial Pancreas for Diabetes. Beta-O2 is creating the Cerebio artificial pancreas to cure type 1 diabetes, DID. Developed by Beta-O2, Cere provides an environment that allows insulin-producing beta cells to survive within the patient's body and supply insulin. Because Cere protects the islet cells from the body's immune system without the need for immunosuppressive drugs, it can utilize cells from a variety of sources, including human donors, animals, pigs, and/or stem cell derivatives. 16. Eli Lilly and Sigilon, Stem Cell for Diabetes. In April 2018, Eli Lilly and Company and Sigilon Therapeutics announced a partnership to co-develop encapsulated cell therapies for the treatment of type 1 diabetes. Under the partnership, Sigilon will create proprietary products using induced pluripotent stem cells, IPS cells, that are differentiated into insulin-producing pancreatic beta cells and encapsulated using a fibromer technology from Sigilon. The goal of this cell therapy approach is to restore insulin production over sustained periods without the need to trigger an immune reaction. Sigilon is a privately held biotech company that is developing living therapeutics with its fibromer technology product platform, while Lilly is a global biopharmaceutical company and a worldwide leader in diabetes care. 17. Pharmacyte, Encapsulated Human Cells. Pharmacyte's therapy for type 1 diabetes and insulin-dependent type 2 diabetes involves encapsulating a human cell line that has been genetically engineered to produce, store and release insulin in response to the levels of blood sugar in the human body. Pharmacyte is exploring the use of genetically modified liver cells, stem cells and/or beta islet cells, with its encapsulation being done using cell-in-a-box technology. The vision is for the company's encapsulated cells to be implanted into a diabetic patient and function as an artificial pancreas for purposes of insulin production. 18. Vertex Pharmaceuticals Vertical Bar Stem Cell-Derived Insulin-Producing Cell Therapy. Vertex Pharmaceuticals is developing VX-880, an investigational, allogeneic, stem cell-derived, fully differentiated insulin-producing islet cell therapy. Vertex recently released data that after a single infusion of VX-880, all 12 patients demonstrated islet cell engraftment and glucose-responsive insulin production by day 90. If this can be replicated at a larger scale, this cell therapy could potentially eliminate or reduce the need for insulin use in patients with type 1 diabetes, T1D. 19. Amarna Therapeutics Vertical Bar Investigational Gene Therapy. Amarna Therapeutics is developing NIMVEC-AM510, an investigational gene therapy product intended to treat type 1 diabetes, T1D. AM510 is currently a preclinical stage program, but the company has received regulatory guidance from the US FDA for AM510 and intends to pursue an Indiana preclinical. Data released by Amarna shows that Nimvec AM510 can exert protective effects in delaying the onset of hyperglycemia and preventing the development of D1DM in relevant animal models. 20. Aspect Biosystems and Novo Nordisk, implantable bioprinted tissues. In April 2023, Aspect Biosystems and Novo Nordisk entered a partnership to develop implantable bioprinted pancreatic-like tissues that use insulin-producing cells derived from stem cells. In those negotiations, it was agreed that Aspect would get $75 million, plus up to $650 million in future milestone payments per product arising from the collaboration, plus tiered royalties. By combining their strengths, the goal of this collaboration is to develop implantable bioprinted tissues to replace, repair or supplement the biological functions that are compromised due to diabetes. The companies are developing an allogeneic product in order to support large-scale manufacturing and use. 21. Adocia, Duchelle islets for type 1 diabetes. Adocia is advancing cell therapy for type 1 diabetes through its innovative Duchelle islets technology. This approach involves a hydrogel-based scaffold that encapsulates islets of Langerhans, the cells responsible for insulin production, to restore glycemic control. Duchelle islets offer significant advantages over traditional islet transplantation by eliminating the need for immunosuppressive drugs, thanks to its immuno-isolating design, and allowing retrieval of the implanted cells if necessary. The technology shows promise in early preclinical studies, maintaining glycemic control in diabetic rats without immunosuppression for over 6 months. The company is focusing on life-saving applications for severe diabetes cases, using donor islets, while also exploring stem cell-derived beta-like cells to address donor scarcity. This approach has the potential to revolutionize diabetes treatment by reducing dependency on daily insulin injections and improving the quality of life for patients. 22. Nukelx Limited, stem cell-derived islet replacement for type 1 diabetes. Nukelx Limited is a clinical-stage regenerative medicine company developing stem cell-derived therapies for type 1 diabetes. The company's lead program, NSL-101, is built on a validated human pluripotent stem cell (HPSC) platform and is designed to restore functional insulin production through scalable, off-the-shelf islet cell replacement. This approach aims to replicate the role of native pancreatic islets, enabling glucose-responsive insulin secretion in patients with insulin-dependent diabetes. In addition, Nukelx has entered a strategic collaboration with Eledon Pharmaceuticals to combine its cell replacement platform with Eledon's investigational anti-CD40L monoclonal antibody, tegoprubart. This immune modulation therapy is designed to prevent immune-mediated rejection of transplanted cells, a key barrier in cell-based diabetes treatments. Together, the integrated approach seeks to improve graft survival and durability, positioning NSL-101 as part of a broader strategy aimed at achieving a potential functional cure for type 1 diabetes, treating diabetes with stem cells. Despite the potential for companies to develop stem cell therapies for diabetes, the challenge of autoimmunity for type 1 diabetes treatment is still present. Although their beta cells can be transplanted, a patient's immune system may attack these cells. Because of this, scientists are exploring treatments to help protect these cells from immune attacks. If progress can continue to be made, the development of stem cell treatments for diabetes could usher in a new era of medicine. For the first time in human history, stem cell therapies offer the potential to address the root cause of diabetes rather than managing symptoms. For millions of people globally, advancements in this area could significantly improve their disease progression and quality of life. If you found this blog valuable, subscribe to BioInformant's Stem Cell Industry Updates.